This is Vanessa Corey from Star 97.7 News in Ellsworth talking with Johnny Remick today, who lives in Trenton and has recently written a book that was released in May. It's called Here, There, and All Over the Place, Quips, Quotes, and Quosters. This book you would consider more of an uplifting, fun, feel-good book.
It is, and it's profound, inspirational, and thought-provoking insights and outlooks in conjunction with silly thoughts and humorous verse. Think Wayne Dyer meets Mark Twain, or, you know, Will Rogers meets Mr. Rogers, you know, and then Oscar Wilde meets Oscar Remick, that's my dad, with the tapestry or the background of John Lennon throughout. That's the synopsis, that's what I would say. Yeah, it's feel good, it's thought-provoking. There are people say that they bend over laughing at some of the things, but then they stop and they're going, huh. They will ponder, because I get kind of deep in some of this stuff, too, you know, and I don't, you know, no holds barred. Some of the stuff is irreverent, like two questions that can never honestly be answered with yes. Are you sleeping? Are you dead? Right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, all right, see, and then I came up with this one, ironically, on my 54th birthday. To ponder death is not to be morbid, but rather to be mortal. And then I get a little goofier, and I say, me, a nudist? Ironically, being a nudist doesn't quite suit me, nor anyone else, if you actually think about it.
So these are just little quotes and quips.
Yeah, these are quotes and quips, and it's broken down into four sections, and one of them is, it's called Quosters, the first section, and I explain it, a complementary balance of image and words, quote plus poster equals quoster. And then I have a section, the next section is chalk dust philosophy, which is thought-provoking and sometimes silly thoughts presented on a chalkboard. School's back in session. And then I have a section called Simply Said, which is a series of simple quotes and phrases presented without all the confusion of punctuation and capitalization. Pretty ordinarily stated. And then the last one that I have is just called Plainly Presented, which is just, you know, black on white. And it's interesting, and it's eye candy, and that's one of the things that I wanted to do, Vanessa, is not just, you know, because I've read books of quotes, and, you know, you just, yeah, that's great, but I wanted a little eye candy, a little something, especially with the quosters, that you have the picture that complements the words, and that's what I wanted to do, but I wanted to do something also differently, so that's why I added the other three sections as well.
So what inspired you to write the book?
What inspired me to write this book? That's a good question. You know, ever since I was a kid, and people remember this, and you'd see pictures of me, and I remember Bucky Sheffdahl and I, when I was in first grade, he was in second grade. He lived across the street from this commune. You know, this was, you know, during the Vietnam War. This was the late 60s. And we referred to them as bell-bottom people. We'd actually sing, bell-bottom people, do-do-do-do-do, it's the bell-bottom people. But I was always, you know, every picture you see when I was a kid, I'd be making the peace sign, and I always gravitated to that. And John Lennon and just their words of peace, not overbearing with it, just sharing it, and I always transcended to that, or there was always something about that. And I created about 5-6 years ago, I created this movement that I called Make a Right Turn for Peace. And if you take a look at a no right turn sign, right, you turn it 90 degrees, right, with a circle and the little arrows, it looks like a peace sign. And I actually trademarked that. And it was just all love and peace and understanding and forgiveness. And, you know, I started writing my own stuff. And then I'd also put quotes from anywhere from Groucho Marx to Socrates, Wayne Dyer to Mark Twain, as, you know, I referred to as earlier. But then it started being more and more of my own stuff, and I just wanted to share that ideal and, you know, instill humor in it, because I've always been kind of a goof. You know, I was a comic for 18 years, and I always liked the play on words. I always loved puns and the words that sound alike and look alike, and then just the verse. And it was just that creative way to share, you know, the peace, the good word of love and peace and understanding.
Did you want to share your journey with cancer and what it's taught you?
I absolutely do, and thank you for asking that, because I really, really, Vanessa, I pondered that for a while, and I'd I'd call back to my alma mater because we're going to do something in the fall at homecoming, and we're going to promote the book there. This is at Adrian College in Michigan. I asked the woman that's running the show there, I said, Marcia, do we need to put the cancer in this? She goes, absolutely, because it is part of the story. And had it not been for the cancer, you know, I wouldn't be back in Maine right now. My brother Mark came, and he basically saved my life. You know, I was there for 10 months fighting it, and then it really became evident that I needed to be with family. So came back to Maine, and in January, after football season was pretty much over, I said, you know what, doggone it, if I'm going to write this book, if it's going to be now, because I really didn't know if I was going to make it through the winter. I really, that's how bad things were. And I said, you know what, I've got to write it. I had most of the stuff, a lot of the stuff that I'd had on put on Make a Right Turn for Peace and that I had posted. And I said, you know, but now it's time to write some more. And I wrote probably maybe 25 or 30 more verses or quotes and quips, and then I worked pretty much from January until late April putting this all together.
When was the book published or released, and then where can people buy it? Okay. Is it on Amazon?
Yep. Well, you can buy it. It was actually released on the 10th of May. This is just in the last 3 weeks. And what was cool is when they asked me, he said, when do you project to have this released? I said, May 20th this year. That was my 55th birthday. The number 520 means a lot to me. So when I sent in on May 10th my last manuscript, the last corrections and everything, I looked at the time and it said 520. And I said, all right, there's something there. And on the 18th of May, I was sitting here at the computer, the door opens, and it's my younger brother who drove 15 hours from Cleveland to be with me on my birthday. And I went to pick up my niece from the bus stop, and the UPS guy comes down, and my book was in my hand.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
So, yeah, they can get it. There's a number of places they can get it. First and foremost, I pushed BalboaPress.com, and the ironic thing is Balboa and I went to Adrian College. Go figure that out. Yo. That's pretty cool. People think I push the issue too much. But no, if they go to BalboaPress.com, and yes, they can also get it at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. If they want to go to their own bookseller, I have an ISBN number, too, that I can give out, which is 978-1-9822-0149. -4. That's the actual number, an ISBN number. And if anyone wants to go to my Facebook page, there are links on there as well. If you want to go to Johnny Remick, you know, on Facebook, you know, you'll see me. It's the one with the profile. It's got the book on there. That's my profile pic. And there's links on there to go as well.
Was there anything more that you wanted to add, whether it's about the book or your personal story?
You know what? This is one of the things that I'll share with you, that this all hit me the last part of April. You know, and I looked across the bay, and I'm sitting here in my kitchen, and I'm looking right into Union River Bay, right down here in Trenton. Lovely Oak Point. I mean, there's no more beautiful place on the planet than here, in my opinion. And, you know, and I looked across to the other side of the bay, and I realized there's no snow, and I took a breath, and I got really emotional. I choked up because I made it to the other side of winter. I made it, and it was the book that did it, and it was my passion to get this done, because no matter how much time I have left, you know, I mean, I think that I have something. I said this the other day, and this will be in the next book. We don't need vocal cords for our voice to be heard or to share our voice. You know, whether it's writing or whether it's music, your voice is heard. But it was very important to me, Vanessa, to get this book out, to share it, because I don't have kids. So this is kind of like my baby, and this is my legacy. And when I'm gone, hopefully my brothers, Mark and Paul, will, and my nieces and nephew, they'll all reap the benefits of what this book means, not just, you know, the content, but by what the financial rewards or financial benefits that come with it. That's really, really what I talked to my brother Mark. He says, "Is that really what you want?" I said, "It's absolutely what I want. That's, you know, there's no questions about it. I, you know, if I can take care of things and things can be taken care of by something that I did, you know what? Yeah, right on. I'm totally right with that."
It's amazing to me just what you've been through. And I thought this the first time I talked to you the other day, is just how positive and upbeat you are. There's no doom. There's no gloom. There's no woe is me.
No, you will never hear me say, "Why me with this?" You'll hear me say, "What did I do to deserve all the cool stuff?" I have people coming in from all over the country that, you know, since last August, that have come to stay for a day, for a few hours, for a few days, for a week. It's just, it's the outpouring of love and that I did something right along the way. And my view of this is, there's an Oscar Wilde quote, "Life is too important to be taken serious." And I saw this on my dad's sweatshirt he was wearing. This was 30 years ago. My dad's originally from Ellsworth, actually. But he said, "Life is too important to be taken seriously." And I said, "I like that. I like that a lot." So that has been my underlying mantra probably for the last 30 years and probably more now. Because I look at it like my answer to cancer is humor for the tumor. And I look at cancer as my dysfunctional relationship. I don't get it. I just know I got it. I don't want it. And I don't want anyone else to have it. That's the way that I look at it. And, you know, and I've told my brothers this too. And I mean this, Vanessa, from the bottom of my heart. I'd rather this be me than them, because I don't know if I could handle it. My younger brother, Paul, he's a survivor, cancer survivor, 15 years remission, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. My brother, Mark, you know, God bless him. 4 years ago, we almost lost him. He had to be life-flighted out of Ellsworth to Bangor for an aortic implosion. And, you know, and I was in Los Angeles for both these periods of time. Or one, my younger brother, I was there part of the time and I'd come back. But I'm like, no, you guys, I'll take this. I could not handle the pain of watching my brothers go through it. And I'm just as concerned about them and their well-being as they are me. I know this to be true. Feeling of responsibility. I post stuff on Facebook because I do. I have this feeling of responsibility not to share my story because of a woe is me. But I got this email from a fraternity brother of mine from Adrian Collins, Phi Kappa Sigma, Beta Nu, rock on. But anyway, my buddy John White said, "You know what, I don't know if you realize when what your posts have done, when you were getting your port put in, my son, 17-year-old kid, is getting his port put in for the same thing. And 2 weeks later, you know, when you were undergoing your first or your second treatment, he was undergoing his first. And they've followed my progression." He says, "You do not realize," and if I get choked up by telling you this, he said, "Your story helped us get through our story." And I'm like, whoa. Whoa. And I'm like, and then you just realize, we realize, Vanessa, I mean, how much of an impact that we all have, just a simple smile, a wink, a joke, a pat on the back, how important that is. And how, on the other side of it, how destructive a cross word or an angry look or a, you know, because we know not what other people's story is. We do not know. And my dad was all about that. We know, you know, be kind. Just be kind. That is, it's so simple to say, but we all get caught up. And look, we all have stuff. What's going on with me is not any more important or devastating or what anyone else is going through. And I honestly believe that, because when it's happened to us, we all have stuff. We all have stuff. But it's stepping back. And we as a human species, we as bipeds, we have the gift of perspective. But some of us we have the gift, but we don't open the box. We never realize perspective. And if we were all able to do that just a little better, the world would be a lot better. I firmly believe it.